On this student spotlight during University of California Irvine Week, reducing carbon from transportation is key to our future. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Candelario Bruguero, PhD student in Earth System Science, examines how to cut emissions from one form of transport.
During the COVID-19 pandemic, the aviation industry suffered greatly. No one was flying anywhere, and more people were becoming aware of how damaging flying is for the environment. Besides consumers, governments from around the world started talking about this issue. During last year's United Nations Climate Change Conference, many leaders pledged to achieve net zero emissions and to work on decarbonizing methods for transportation. As an Earth System scientist, I wanted to know how realistic these pledges were and how the aviation sector fit into these goals. My team and I used recent data to assess 9 possible pathways to achieve net zero direct emissions from aviation. These include changes and trade-offs in demand, energy efficiency, propulsion systems, alternative fuels, and compensatory carbon removals. Through this analysis, we found that ambitious reductions in demand for air transport and improvements in energy efficiency of aircraft might avoid up to 61 and 27% respectively of projected aviation emissions in 2050. However, the non-CO2 effects from the airplanes present another challenge. To reduce these effects, hundreds of millions of tons of direct carbon dioxide will need to be removed from the air. This task is not easy, as we have never removed this much carbon dioxide before. To further reduce emissions, the sector will have to replace fossil jet fuel with large quantities of net zero emissions biofuels or synthetic fuels, which may be substantially more expensive. While figuring out how to reduce emissions from the aviation industry may be a long and expensive journey, we're optimistic that through research, public policy, and climate action, we'll make great progress towards achieving net zero commercial aviation.
That was Candelario Bruguero of the University of California, Irvine. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.